kids. We've been studying in here on how to raise children. A couple things right quick that I want to mention as we start. World is getting no better. I'm sure that if you watch the news at all, you've been real disappointed. I told you Sunday we had some important elections coming up, and we lost just about every one of them. And it's already made changes in the world. Our Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, resigned today after that news that the Democrats now control the House of Representatives. And by now, might even be in control of the Senate. That ain't been that way in many a year. And you say, well, it don't matter. Well, you'll be surprised how it's going to matter. The Speaker of the House was got rid of, and now, for the first time in history, we have a woman Speaker of the House at Nancy Pelosi or whatever her name is, and she is a liberal from San Francisco, and just as liberal as you can get, and absolutely believes nothing that we believe in. That's a Speaker of the House of Representatives. And our Secretary of Defense resigned, and the terrorists are shouting tonight. Bin Laden said hallelujah. If all them terrorists got to come over here and vote, I'll guarantee you the way they'd vote. That ought to tell us something. I know that's controversial and people don't care, but that's just too bad. Saddam Hussein, they gave him a penalty of death by hanging. I'm surprised at that. And then he got real religious and has called on all the Iraqis to shake hands and forgive each other. You hear that? It was on the news. He got religion. They had a vote on same-sex marriages, on the ban on same-sex marriages in 6 states. And as far as I know, every state upheld the ban on same-sex marriages. South Carolina being one of them. Thank God for that. And I'm telling you, little by little, society is crumbling. The foundations that built this nation are crumbling right out from under us. Which means if you're dependent on the public school system, or Christian school for that matter, or the government to raise your children, you're in for a big disappointment and shock. We are in trouble in this nation. We've got to get back to where parents raise our children. That's what we'll talk about tonight. You can't say, oh, well, the schools will teach them, the government will teach them, the world. You know what the world's going to teach them? The world's going to teach them absolute opposite of everything you teach them at home. And so that's why kids are in trouble. That's why kids are on drugs. That's why kids are in jail at such a young age. It's unbelievable what they're seeing and hearing and learning today. Children in America today are suffering physical and pain and at the hands of them that should be showing them love. 4,000 parents a day, 4,000 parents a day call the cops saying, my kid is missing. We bury them. They found a baby laying up here on the side of the road in Nebo some years ago in the weeds. Somebody just out in the yard heard it crying. Just a few hours old and found that little baby there. I think it's, I don't know whatever happened to it. I assume that it got all right and it lived. But I'm telling you tonight, the devil is after the kids. That's what the devil wants. Did you know most older people are sotting their ways, like the old folks said? Most old people ain't going to change for God, man, or devil. Anybody over 40, you ain't going to change them. They've been that way so long. Most of them, they're just, the devil ain't going to change them. God ain't going to change them. About one out of a million. But them kids are impressionable. And those kids can be swayed. And those kids can be used. And just like God can use young people to spark a great revival, you better believe the devil can use young people. And he is. And so the devil wants you. All you boys, say, all my deacons sitting up here tonight, the devil wants these boys. And you think he wants to ruin the lives of these boys. He wants them to wind up in prison and then wind up in hell. That's what the devil wants for you. You get out there in the world and start fooling around the wrong people, the wrong place, the wrong time, and that's exactly what will happen to you. Exactly. He ain't playing games. This ain't no game we're playing. There's reality. And the world will swallow you up. I mean, I preached a lot in prisons and juvenile centers. And they tell me, they said, man, I got in with the wrong crowd. Everybody in there says they got in with the wrong crowd. Who is the wrong crowd? We are. Everybody is. We're the flesh. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. And raising our children. Many parents who would not think of abusing them physically, listen to me, sexually or physically, abuse their children by giving them everything they want and making them just handing it to them on a platter and not ever making them have to work or appreciate the value of things. I knew a boy that had, I think he had 6 brand new cars before he was 22 or 3 years old. And he wouldn't change oil. Had one of them 80,000 miles, never even changed the oil. Trash laying down in the floor, didn't appreciate it. You know why? Because mom and daddy just hand it to them. And a kid ought to have to work for some things. So they ought to appreciate what they've got. That's child abuse. You're guilty of child abuse. I think people are guilty of child abuse that don't take their kids to church and teach them about Jesus. That's the worst thing you do. Let them to a dead church where there ain't no God, ain't no power, and ain't no conviction. That's child abuse, brother. I'm going to have my 3 girls here tonight, and I'm going to make sure them girls are in a Bible-believing church if I got anything to do with it. If I got anything to do with it, they're going to be in a church that believes the Bible, that believes in hell, that believes in heaven, that believes in the blood of Jesus, that believes in all this. You know why? Because one of these days, that's all's going to matter. I heard that song, Brother Jason and them saying, he is really all that matters when this thing is over. Buddy, when this thing's over, that's all's going to matter. People got their priorities all mixed up. I know people say, well, I'm raising my kid to go to Harvard, or I'm going to put my kid in this school, or they're going to UNC, or they're going to... And I mean, there ain't nothing a sin about going to college. But their priorities are just pushing them. Success, money. And there's something more important than money. And there's something more important than success. Like knowing Jesus and living your life right and serving God, doing what you're supposed to. That's more important. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with being educated and getting rich. I hope everybody in here gets rich. But as long as you're right, as long as you stay right. If it makes you live for the devil, you'd be better off without it. Money's a curse on somebody that messes you up. I've not got time to go into all this stuff. Lord have mercy. We hear of parents every day. I mean, I hear it all the time. Where husbands and wives are just saying, I don't want to fight no more. I don't want to fight the battle no more. I'm tired of it. One lady told me, she said, well, the only reason we're together is for these kids. She said, I hate him, he hates me, and we're just, as soon as this kid gets old enough, I'm out of here. And that's sad to be in a situation like that. But it looks like if both people try hard enough and pray hard enough, they could somehow or another make it. And I know sometimes there's irreconcilable differences. I know. I've been down that road. Sometimes there's situations you can't live with. I know that. I'm not putting it at you. But I'm telling you, when there's a divorce, the kids always come out short in the stick. Amen. They always get hurt. And one lady told me, she said, well, they're young, they'll get over it. They never get over it. Never. Never, ever, ever, till they die, they'll never get over it. I mean, sometimes it can't be avoided, and if it can't, it can't, and you just do the best you can. But it's sad that we're living in this day. Somebody investigated throwing away children. They said they're like garbage, they're raped. They're killed. Their young bodies are dumped in plastic bags or in dumpsters on the side of the road, thrown into rivers. Some of them are on roadsides like empty beer cans where people just throw them out and keep on going down the road. It's sad. 95% of all child molesters never spend a day in prison. Not a day. If we had 180 bus kids here Sunday, the chances are there was 20 to 25 of them have been sexually molested. 20 of them. if statistics are true. And it may be, among bus kids, a lot higher than that. You see, we don't even hear... You say, boy, we hear a lot about that now. We don't hear the tip of the iceberg. Like 1 out of 10 gets reported, and 1 out of that 10 gets, you know, anything gets done about it. It's a sad day. Brother, it's a scary time. It's a scary time. Now, on the flip side of that coin, while anybody who would abuse a kid ought to go to jail, God has also commanded us to discipline our children. You know? And if you discipline them according to the Bible, you are not hurting nobody. You're doing them a favor. Matter of fact, most people in trouble tonight are because nobody disciplined them when they was young. Now, we talked about that last time. I talked about I probably didn't get near as many whippings as I needed when I was growing up. You probably didn't either. And there ain't never been but one kid on this earth that didn't need a whipping, and that was Jesus. And the rest of them need it. Is there anybody in here that says, my kid has never done anything wrong and never deserved to be disciplined? Anybody? How about your grandkids? Yeah, there you go. Them grandkids don't do nothing wrong, do they? But the truth is, they're full of the devil just like you was and just like I am. Was. When I was little. You think I'm bad now? You should have known me when I was little. But you know what? That's the truth. All need discipline. They all need discipline. They're born with a sinful nature. That little baby back there Shelly's got is a sinner. Sinner by nature. Sinner by nature. One day when she gets big enough, she'll be sinner by choice. Now she's sinner by nature. By nature. You're born with it in you. You know what them nuts on TV think? They think, now, well, if we can just go in here and change these people's environments and build them all nice houses and give them carpet and a color TV, they'll quit kidding each other. No, they won't either. It's born. Man's nature. It's in our nature. You must be born again to get rid of it. You was born wrong the first time, you got to get born. I know I'm just rambling here tonight because I don't have really an outline to go by, but I want to talk about that. I want to talk about discipline, and I want to talk about the situation that children find themselves into today. Now, when we talk about disciplining a kid, what did I say last time? I said, don't do it when you're mad, and don't do it just when they get on your nerves or you got a headache. Sometimes people let their kids get away with murder when they're laughing in here and happy and cutting up. Then when they got a headache, say, shut up! You do that one more time, I'll come in there and beat you half to death. You know, that ain't no way. That ain't no way to do a kid. They need to know where the limits are. They need to know what's right, what's wrong. Remember, like I told you, it said, you can't bring that chocolate milk in the living room. You can't bring that chocolate milk in the living room. Well, here comes little Johnny with his chocolate milk in the living room. And he's sitting there watching TV. Johnny, I told you not to take that in there. He just sits there and watches it. Now, you know, she don't do nothing. Then about that time, boop, he spills it. What does mom do then? She grabs the fly swat, you know, or something. She comes in there, I'm going to beat you. You turn over. Now, what'd she whip him for? She didn't tell him not to spill it, but she said, don't bring it in there. Don't bring it in there. Now, if she lets him have it in there, she shouldn't get mad at him for spilling it, because spilling it is an accident. Have you ever had an accident? Have you ever knocked your drink over at the table? Yes, sir, I have too. I don't want somebody knocking my head off. Just because you spilled your drink. Listen, brother, you don't whip them for an accident. I've even been in people's houses, and I'm telling them, all right, buddy, I told you not to have it in there. If you spill that, I'll come in there and beat you to death. Well, spilling, it's an accident. If he ain't supposed to have it in there, discipline him for that. Or shut up and let him have it in there. I don't understand why people say something over and over and over and over, and they don't even mean it. And kids get that message. Oh, he ain't do nothing. She says that all the time. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Some people say, I told you not to do that. I told you not to do that. I told you not to do that. I told you not to. On and on. He ain't listening, and nobody's saying either. Just hush. I've seen them at Walmart. I've seen them come out of Walmart, places like that. little bitty boy about this big. I mean 5 years old. And she's dragging him. Got her hands dragging him. His feet, he's going, ah! Ah! It's like that coming out of Walmart. Boy, I'm telling you what. I don't understand that. I mean, here's this big woman and this little bitty youngin about that high, and she came in with him. Come on, honey. Come on, honey. Come on, mommy, buy you ice cream if you'll come on. Please, just come on. Boy, I'll tell you, that ain't the way it used to be. So this lady one time, she took our boy, she took him to get him a pair of shoes, and she's going to get him his pair of shoes, you know, and she said, now sit down here, son, and let the man, you know, all these shoe boxes we used to have at the shoe store, and I sit down and let the nice man measure your foot. He was running around here. He was running around there. He was up there. He everywhere running around. Come here, honey. Come here. Honey, come here. I've seen him chase him around like that in a restaurant. Come here. Grab him. Take off. And he goes, ah! Just keeps on running. And he run up that ladder and sat way up there on top of it. That ladder they have in the shoe store, you know? And just sat down and looked like that right there. She said, baby, come on. Come on, honey. Please. Please. Now, mommy is tired, honey. Please. And that clerk finally said, lady, you want me to get that kid down for you? She said, yes, if you can do anything with him, go on. He went up that ladder real slow and climbed up there and got up there and he whispered something right in that little old boy's ear. He come back down like that. And that little guy just come down that ladder just like that. Stuck out his foot. Let him measure. She said, what'd you tell him? I can't even listen to nothing I said. He said, yeah, I told him if he didn't come down off that ladder and get down here and let me measure his foot, that I was going to take my belt off and I was going to beat the devil out of him. That did it. Of course, now, you know, they'll throw you in jail. You know, they say you ain't supposed to discipline a kid. You cannot improve on what God said. And God said not to spare that rod. What's a rod? It's a hickory switch. Now they're saying, I'll sue you. I'll call the social services. I'll call my lawyer. Boy, I'm telling you, we have messed up. One little boy, they said he's real mad. And every time he'd do something he wasn't supposed to, his mom would make him go sit in the closet. That was his punishment. Which, that ain't no punishment. It's like time out. I could have done that when I went to school. Time out, I'd have done that every day. I'd been mean as fire. I want time out. What kind of punishment is that? Time out, that's what the kid wants. Don't have to sit in class. You know what they done to us? Sent us to the principal's office. And Ben, he go, pow! Like that. I remember they'd put books down in their pants and everything. And a big squire walking in there like that, you know? and it never would work. But I tell you, this little boy, he's mean as a snake. And every time he'd do something he wasn't supposed to, his mom put him in a closet. And usually he'd be in there knocking boxes over and pulling her clothes down. You'd hear coat hangers and shoes up against the wall and everything. And one day he's real mad. She's real mad. She said, all right, buddy, get in there. And she slammed the door and shut him up in the closet. She listened. He never made a sound. She kept listening. He's quiet. She thought, well, what? She opened the door. Said, what's doing in here? He just sitting there looking at her. He said, I spit on your coat. She said, what? He said, I spit on your shoes. Yeah, she said, what are you doing now? He said, I'm getting on some more spit. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you what, man, we are messed up in this generation. Setting them in a corner is not what God said to do. Setting them in a corner, they used to have an aunt say, did anybody ever go to school where they made accents? Did you really? I saw that on a little rack. You wore it. I would pay money to see that. Ray Ray in his dunce hat. Did you really, Ray? I remember seeing that on Little Rascals and Three Stooges and stuff, but that was before my time, I think. Did anybody else ever see him wear a dunce hat in school? You seen that, Brother Joe? Did they really? You had to wear one too? Boy, would we love to have a picture of that. Huh? No, for real. Tie you to the teacher's chair. Lord, if they'd done that now, they'd go to prison. My. You didn't, back then when you went to the principal's office, You didn't look at your teacher and say, "You touch me and I'll go tell my mom and daddy and they'll come down there and have you fired." You know what you did? You didn't even tell your mom and daddy. Because they'd give you another when you got home. That's right. That's right. Mom and daddy wasn't stupid like they are nowadays. They didn't say, "Well, that teacher better not be mean to you, baby. We'll go down there and we'll get our lot." No, sir, son. They'd say, "You got a whipping at school? Bend over." Pow! They'd give you another. You straighten up. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, you got so many cases now, you know, like that, that it's cut it out altogether. But parents, they did that when I went to school. They'd take your hand like that and hit it with a ruler. Boy, that was sting, man. That was sting. But you straightened up. Tell us about wearing the dunce hat, Brother Ray. Why did they do that? So everybody laugh at you or whatever? I mean, what was the purpose of a dunce hat? Make you look like a stupid or something? Dunce. You dunce? What is a dunce? That's a funny word, ain't it? He's a dunce. All right. Now, on the other side, anybody that'd be mean to a kid or abuse a kid ought to go to jail. They ought to. They ought to. Because a kid can't defend itself. Cannot defend itself. And brother, it's a sad day that we live in. Anybody got an illustration? Anybody got something to say? What are you supposed to do with them? Let them go wild? I mean, if you can't discipline, what are you going to do with them? Yeah. Put them up for adoption. Yeah, that's right. But I'm saying if they start passing laws, and people say, "Well, you can't ever touch one," how do you deal with it? How do you just let it do whatever it wants to? You know where it'll wind up? In prison. That's where it'll wind up. That's where it'll wind up. If you don't put some restrictions and some boundaries, as a matter of fact, a kid, they may not act like it, but they'll respect you if they know there's limitations on what they can do and what they can't do. They'll grow up respecting you. We got to learn some respect for authority. My girls went to school. And they come home, they said, "Daddy, the teacher didn't," making it sound like the teacher was in the wrong. I always, "Nope, you'd say, yeah, I'm on the teacher's side. I'm on the teacher's side." And you're crazy if you start siding up with your teachers against your kids. I mean, or siding up with your kids against the teacher. Because, you know why? Because you plant it in their mind. Well, anytime I get in trouble, Mama come get me out, and it'll work with the law, and it'll work with God, and it won't. It won't work with the cops, and it won't work with God. Now, there is a time once in a thousand when the teacher is in the wrong. But 99% of the time, them teachers are right. They're not picking on your kid. Your kid's a brat. You don't want to admit it. And mine are too. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Yeah. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Sometimes kids do get picked on. They really do. They really do. But that's one out of a thousand. 9 times out of 10, it's not. The kid ain't giving you the whole picture.
I remember when I was in first grade, Yeah. So to this day, I don't know what he said to her about any of that. But of course, I still got patterns.
Yeah. I guarantee you. You can't do that. Yeah, she was definitely in the wrong. You know the old schools. You ever watch the Little Rascals? You have where the little kids come in. Boy, that was some funny things. Them old schoolhouse things. That was so funny. My daddy went to school. I don't think maybe a year. Maybe he might have went some first and second grade. I doubt if he went that much. He didn't have to. And his mom died when he was little. And back then, you know, they didn't make you go to school. I guess they had truant officers and stuff, but in West Virginia, they just, I don't know, just didn't fool with it. And he never went to school much. And I don't know if this is true, but he said all the kids would bring their lunch. It's a good illustration of sin, young people. He said all the kids, and they'd have them up on a big shelf in these paper bags. And he didn't have none, so he's going to steal somebody's lunch. And you know, my daddy told all kind of tales like this. He said, I was going to steal somebody's lunch. And he said, I went down through there picking up every one of them bags, seeing one was the heaviest. He said, I finally found the heaviest one. I snuck out there to get it and opened it up, and it was a hammer and two walnuts. That's what happened. That's the way the devil gets you, ain't it? I don't even believe that. He told junk like that. That was back in the old days when Miss McGillicuddy was the teacher. Or Miss Crabtree, wasn't it? Miss Crabtree. Back when Miss Crabtree was the teacher. All right, is anybody else? Now, listen, we're in a situation now to where I understand some of the laws they passed and everything because you can't abuse a child, but they've got to be disciplined. Dale? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to do that. How many of you remember them doing that when you was little? Boy, I never had it done to me, but I remember it. I remember, man, you didn't cuss no more. If you said a cuss word, they'd put soap in your mouth. That's right. Well, toothpaste, it tastes a little better. Probably wouldn't. I don't know, man. That's what they used to do. Wash your mouth out with soap. That was a common thing. If you do it right, you know, that's right. Lord provided a little spot back there. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Ain't that something now? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now, ain't that something? They tell you to make her straighten up, but then get you if you discipline her. Yeah, that's crazy. That's the way it is. It's just like nowadays, they're saying, have you heard all this crazy stuff that they're saying? That you can't tell a kid what to do. Now, they just voted on if a kid can have an abortion without even telling their parents, 14, 15 years old. But I think they voted it down, I think. But they were going to vote that a kid don't even have to tell their parents that they're pregnant and can go get an abortion in California. But I think it was defeated. But they're saying you can't discipline them. They can leave home when they're 16. But yet if they go out here and vandalize something, they'll make you pay for it. Saying you're responsible for your kid. That ain't right. That ain't right. Anybody else right quick? We're going to stop. To put it in a nutshell tonight, we're in a mess in this country. We're trying to raise children. The only way, I'm going to tell you the best way you can raise your children, I'm going to give you the best advice you can possibly get. The best way to raise your kids is pray for them every day, pray with them, put the Bible in them all you can, and get them in a church where the Lord moves through once in a while and keeps touching their heart. I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, we're going to stop right there.